There's a couple of phrases that get thrown around a lot when we talk about reducing waste: closed loop and circular economy. We get the picture. It's a circle, a system going round and round. But what are we really talking about here? To understand what a circular economy or a closed loop system might look like, let's first look at the opposite, a linear economy, which is what we experience now. A linear economy takes what it needs to make a product, like drilling for oil to make plastic. We make the plastic and throw it away when we're finished. Or maybe, in a better scenario, we make something out of it through recycling, but eventually that product gets thrown away too. The byproducts of manufacturing pollute, and the end products become trash. In a circular economy, there is a continual use of resources, materials being reused and put back into the system instead of becoming waste, like a feedback loop. A closed loop system could be as easy as compostable items that return to the soil, or take-back programs that refill containers. For example, at our house, we use toothpaste tabs that are originally delivered in a glass jar. The refills arrive in home compostable packaging, so we pour them in the jar, toss the bag in our compost bin. The packaging is all cardboard and paper, so we put that in the compost too. They produce and ship in the most eco-friendly way available using the postal service, which already moves along pre-planned routes, eliminating excess travel. It's a closed-loop system, creating zero waste. You can think of it like landfill diversion, trying to keep all stages of production, consumption, and disposal from creating waste. For most manufacturers, this is going to take a lot of rethinking and restructuring to move from a disposable way of doing business to a more sustainable system. We know working with new plastic is cheaper than recycled plastic. That is cheaper to landfill waste than pretty much any other way of disposal. And if your aim is making the highest immediate profit, waste seems to get you there. But what about the very high cost to our future? With each person on track to create over 100 tons of trash in a lifetime, and plastic production increasing at such a rate that we'll produce 4 times our current totals in the next 30 years, we're talking billions and billions and billions of tons of plastic. We now find ourselves in quite a dilemma. For a high-waste product that has only been in common use for 70 years, a whopping 80% of the plastic produced becomes waste. Not recycled, not reused, just garbage. We see the mounting problem. We see that the linear economy is getting us neck deep in waste. So what's something simple we as regular consumers can do about it? Choose low-waste products that work in a closed-loop system. Support companies pursuing the circular economy by reducing our own waste, sharing about it to others, using our dollars to vote for better business practices. We can help lean into a better future and encourage those around us to join us in living with less plastic.